Blue Ribbon Hams benefit the FFA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This week during the Tennessee State Fair, the two top country hams produced by David and Betsa Bolden of Giles County were auctioned off during the FFA Ham Breakfast. One purchased by J&S Construction of Cookville for $4,600. The second purchased by Farm Credit for $4,400. Farm Credit's Mark Wilson says it's money well spent.
We feel like our mission at Farm Credit is to help secure the future of our rural communities and agriculture, and we can't think of a better way to do that than through the FFA program. We are very much a believer in supporting the future of farming that way. FFA is a wonderful program, and we support it state level and the national level.
This was the second year for the benefit auction at the FFA Ham Breakfast at the State Fair, and Tim Chowning of F&M Bank, who is treasurer of the Tennessee FFA Foundation, says the support for FFA by the state's business community shows how well the FFA is thought of.
Yeah, unbelievable to me that hams will bring that money, but again, a testament to FFA. It's for what the money went for, not necessarily the hams. It goes to the students. The foundation will see that that money is spent on the students and the state of Tennessee that are FFA members. It may be for awards and ceremonies. Anything the FFA does, the kids will earn. Just a testament to what the FFA is in Tennessee and to the number of people that show up, the business leaders in and around Davidson County that come out on a Monday morning, start at the State Fair to support FFA.
We have an affinity for that program, Future Farmers, and it's us. That's who we are, earlier version. And so we're going to support it any way that we can and believe in it hardly. It's no better way for us to invest our dollars than this program this morning.
A strong show of support for the Tennessee FFA at the State Fair. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.